There are clouds over the futures of the top public safety leaders in Springfield, Massachusetts. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno announced in a terse press release issued late on New Year's Day that he had decided not to renew the contract of Fire Commissioner Joseph Conant when it expires a year from now. Sarno declined Tuesday to elaborate on the surprise move.
Decision's been rendered. Now we move forward. We want a smooth transition. I thank him for his past and continued service, and we go forward from there.
Conant did not return a call Tuesday seeking comment. He joined the fire department in 1987 and has been commissioner since January 24, 2013. Springfield's fire commissioner and police commissioner are now both lame ducks. The city council voted last month to replace the police commissioner with a 5-member board of civilians. The change will be effective when police commissioner John Barbieri's current 5-year contract expires in 2019. Sarno's announcement that he plans to hire a new fire commissioner came 2 days after the mayor criticized Conant, again in a press release, for refusing to discipline a deputy fire chief for failing to move to Springfield within 1 year of being promoted, as required by the city's residency ordinance.
This had to do with a number of things, but this had to do about following the city ordinances and laws and other issues on that. But again, I wish him the best. I appreciate what he's doing. And like we said, Bill Belichick says we're on to Cincinnati.
Sarno, in an interview Tuesday, said he had made it clear to both Conant and Barbieri that he expects the deputies who serve under them to abide by the residency requirement.
These the individuals know that you, if you have the opportunity and the honor to serve in this type of rank, residency is part of the job specification, and you should act accordingly.
Springfield's residency ordinance, which has been on the books since 1995, requires people hired or promoted by the city to live in Springfield or move to the city within 1 year. But state law exempts school teachers, rank-and-file police officers, and regular firefighters from local residency rules. Some municipal unions gained exemptions through collective bargaining, and the mayor has the power to grant waivers. Critics say the exemptions and waivers have made enforcement of the existing residency ordinance all but impossible. Newly elected City Council President Orlando Ramos commended Sarno for taking a stern position on residency.
Yeah, I pledged my support to the mayor yesterday. I spoke to him this morning, and I told him that I'd be willing to work with him and his administration on ways that we can make the ordinance stronger and ways that we can improve the language in the ordinance to make it more enforceable.
Ramos said he encouraged the mayor to pursue a national search to replace Conant.
We want to make sure that we get the best candidate for the position, and obviously this position comes with a residency requirement, and so if we were to find someone from outside of the city that would be the best fit for the job, then they would be required to also follow the residency ordinance.
Springfield is not alone in Massachusetts in wrestling with municipal employee residency requirements. Boston last year enacted a new ordinance requiring all top municipal officials to live in the city, but exempts current employees. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.